Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another segment of Complete Wellness with Cindy, the Busy Woman's Cheerleader. I am so super excited today, as usual, because we have the beautiful Miss Kathy Nesbitt with us today. And Kathy is a health and wellness advocate and founder of Kathy Crawley's Composters. So, Kathy, can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. Wonderful. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day today, busy woman, to connect with us. So tell us about your journey. Tell us about your journey, a little bit of your background, what made you become a wellness advocate and a laughing yoga instructor. I love it.
I know, right? Laughter. Laughing all the way to the bank. You.
That's even better.
Right? Reason, vibration, and getting paid to do so. Like, I feel good and they feel good. Woo! But That's it awesome. Didn't start there. So where did it all begin? My goodness. Well, so we won't go back to the very beginning, by the way, people. So I'm located just north of Toronto in Canada. So Canada's largest city, and our landfill closed in 2002, and we started to export garbage. So my main business, or my original business, my 20-year business, is Kathy's Crawley Composters, indoor composting with worms. So referencing Toronto again, 6 million people in the greater Toronto area, half live in condos, apartments, places without outdoor space to do composting outside. And in 2002, our landfill filled up and we started to export our garbage to the United States.
Wow.
Yikes. And I had a solution. So this is indoor composting with worms. And so for 20 years, I've been, you know, that's been my bread and butter, you know, doing workshops, raising awareness. And about 10 years in, and I really believe that's why I was put on earth. That's my mission business.
Yeah. Wonderful to know that. Right.
Right. Like, I found my way, and sometimes people do, sometimes they don't, but we all need to know that we're making a difference, whatever we're doing.
Absolutely.
Wherever we are, we're doing our part. It's just better when we find our way because it's easier for us. Right. I know that's what you help people with. So I was on purpose. I have tons of energy, and I didn't realize that people didn't buy what they need, they buy what they want. Wow. And they didn't necessarily want worms in the house. Right. So about 2012, one more person said to me, "Ew, worms in the house." And I heard it. And I got all in my head. I started to question everything, you know, the 10 years of my work. Why am I doing this? Why do I care? Why don't more people care? why isn't my phone ringing off the hook? Because we have this climate crisis. Right? All these good questions about business and life. And then, you know, I was really about to doff my worm mission, and I was introduced to laughter yoga. And so laughter yoga is not doing yoga and laughing. It's just intentional laughter exercises designed to make us feel good. It's a cardiovascular workout. So a little history about laughter yoga started in 1995 by a medical doctor, Dr. Madan Kateria. And his goal is world peace. Wow. And so now there are laughter clubs in over 120 countries. Isn't that cool? Like, laughter yoga is kind of a new concept in North America. I feel like North America is a bit of a late adopter. You know, so yoga's kind of just arriving. Like, now everyone's talking about yoga. Right? So laughter yoga is still in the ocean. It's just trying to get here. Thanks for laughing. But, you know, during this,
that's why this was a very interesting topic for me, because I laugh a lot. Sometimes you laugh so you don't cry, or you laugh just because. And, you know, it's just funny, because I think for the most part, my family is that way. We just choose to, you know, just laugh or smile more so than kind of, you know, succumb to whatever the circumstance is. But anyway, that's just wonderful.
Yes. It's so beautiful. Yeah. So really for me, it helped keep me in my worm business, because the more I laughed, the better I felt.
Okay.
Right. Because when we're laughing, we're secreting the love drugs. Like, ever heard that laughter is the best medicine?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And then I say, have you had your daily dose? Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, the love drugs versus cortisol and adrenaline when we're stressed, like all the time.
Yes.
And particularly in the past 2 to 3 years, right? Yes. Since 2020, March 2020, to be exact. Right? Not funny, funny, not funny. That's when laughter yoga really, I believe that's when it, we were kind of born for this time, mm-hmm. because we have this global mental health tsunami. Mm-hmm. Like it was a here before. A lot of people were struggling before 2020. Mm-hmm. Now we just need to look at it, because there's more people struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been isolated for a long time. We don't know what's going on. We're afraid. We're stressed. Mm-hmm. So laughter yoga has really, it's helped me to just understand a little bit more, maybe not understand, but just be okay a little bit more, okay. Cause I still don't really know what's happening. And, you know, I don't know if you're aware, but Canada was rivaling Australia for longest lockdown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Australia was a little bit more severe than we were, but we were up there. And when you're locked down and you don't know what's happening and anyway, so there you go. Ask me a question.
So basically, did you create the concept of laughing yoga, or did that come from Canada?
No, it's from India, from Dr. Madan Kateria in 95. He started laughter yoga in India.
And so how does that benefit you as far as the groups and the circles that you're in? How do you promote that? How does that benefit? Or I understand about the different levels that it takes you through. How do you feel like it actually benefits the circles or the work that you do?
Well, now I'm bringing laughter to corporations for team building, for increase.
That's what I was wondering about.
I'm getting requests for paid gigs. I mean, on a regular basis for corporations, because now we're going back into the office. We're going back into the workplace.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people were working at home for some time.
Right,
and now, you know, now we're kind of figuring out now, what are we doing?
Right.
And so it's stressful, right? I feel like people have forgotten how to interact in person. Like when you get in groups, people are still on kind of on the spectrum fear-wise.
Right,
I'm not sure how it is in the US, but in Canada, it seems like, I guess I can't talk about all of Canada. It's a pretty big country. in my little piece of Canada, I feel like.
I guess it's like, you know, spot, hit or miss, you know, because you have some people that are still in masks. Then you have some people that are comfortable. Then you have some people that, you know, it's like, I'm sick of this. I'm just ready to resume, you know, life as it was before. And so, you know, there's like a combination of, you know, different types of reactions. So I was wondering, how would you, let's just say hypothetically, approach a group as a team building? How would you approach that with laughing yoga to get them to actually embrace the idea and move forward with it and utilize it?
Yeah. So during a laughter session, it's very simple concept. Again, it's not doing yoga and laughing. It's deep diaphragmatic breathing, which is the yoga part, pranayama and whatever. I don't know the terms. It doesn't matter. The deep breathing and the laughing, because when we're laughing, we're exhaling. Ha 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 ha. We have to at some point take a deep breath in so we can continue ha-haing.
Right.
And your stomach hurts and your cheeks hurt when you're really laughing full on. Right. That's the cardiovascular workout part. And so during a laughter session, there's gentle movement, there's clapping, and you clap palm to palm. So you're activating the meridians, and there's rhythm and chanting. So it's 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, ho, ho, ha, ha, ha is the words. Okay. And it's silly. It's acting like children. It's just being childlike, just being free. It's allowing yourself permission. It's a challenge, I have to tell you, and the listeners, if you've never been to a laughter club, plan to go at least twice, because the first time is weird. It's strange. Like, it's like, what? As a natural laugher, the first time I went to a laughter club, I took my mother-in-law, because I said, hey, Mary, you want to go to a laughter yoga? And she said, what's that? And I said, I don't know, but I don't want to go alone. Right, safety in numbers.
Right. That is so funny. That's funny.
So we went, and it was weird. I have to tell you, like, it was like, okay, like, now I understand, and now I teach it. Now I'm laughter. I am laughter now.
Right.
And it takes time to get to that. So we went to the club and we're looking at each other like, oh gosh, this is weird. But we were playing full on because the instructor says, allow yourself permission to play full on.
Okay.
Don't get out of your head. Don't let your ego say you look, you know, stop it. Because your ego's role is to keep you safe. So just say thank you. Just take a pause for an hour. You know, and so we were looking at each other. We were playing along. After the class, we were like, that was weird, but I feel great. How do you feel?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I am sure. How do you think that laughter, like, as a healing mechanism?
Well, here's what happens. Our brain requires 25% more oxygen than the rest of our body as an operating principle, right? It's the machine, the answering machine, like literally.
Right.
So when we're stressed, we're not breathing properly because the lymph, blood, oxygen leaves our brain because we don't have to come up with solution. We need to get out of there. We need to fight or flight or freeze. Right. We need to use our muscles.
Right.
So we can't come up with, and a great example of that is if you've ever lost your keys, phone, glasses, right? And you got to go and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to go.
Absolutely.
Right? You stop breathing. You get like, you just go into panic mode for a moment. Like you just freak out for a second. But that second of freak out floods your body with those stress chemicals. Cortisol.
It snowballs.
It snowballs and your body then needs to recover from that. It takes time. It's like when we get angry, because we know that when we've been angry, we've shouted at someone, we're all tense and our body's like, you know, and we're not breathing. We're like, we're just angry. Ooh, even when I just talk about it, you know, because we are what we act.
Right.
So therefore, if we act happy, we become it. It's a practice.
Right.
So the laughter, it fills our brain with oxygen. So back to corporate, we can come up with better solutions. Mm-hmm. More creativity flows in. So here's an expression that I recently heard. When we're laughing, we increase our vibration. So it's high vibration activity. And when we're doing a high vibration activity, our brain is like the neurons are, you know, firing. And so creativity comes in. Mm-hmm. And then we have a better enhanced experience in life. Can you imagine like how poetic, like laugh, ha, 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 connect on a deeper level, feel good. And, you know, when we feel good, we do good.
Right. This is true. I love it. So basically you've kind of coined it as DOSE, D-O-S-E.
Yes.
The Laughter Club. And so is this a national club all over where people in any, you know, place or different places can join, or do they need to start a laughter club?
Oh, great question. So that's a great question. There are laughter clubs on Zoom. If people want to laugh on Zoom, there are free clubs around the world. And I would say go experience. And there's an international calendar that has all the links. You just like go to this calendar, click on the link. And if you want, I can send that to you. It's so beautiful, right? So you can laugh because laughter is a universal language. We don't need words. When we're laughing, we're laughing.
Right.
It doesn't matter like where we're from, we're laughing. That's it. We understand the energy of laughter, right? Because it's just an energy, just like anger, as I talked about anger. That's a different energy, or depression or frustration, anxiety. Those are all kind of low vibrating energies.
Makes sense.
We can change our state. We can spiral up instead of spiraling down. That's what we have a tendency to do. You know, we get together with people and we're like, oh, this thing happened. Nah, 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 nah. We start telling them, and somebody's thinking, oh, yeah, you think that's bad. Do, do, do. And then they're like, oh, to do. And then the whole, all of a sudden, you got that group spiral.
Right.
It's powerful, right? Instead of going down to the dark, how about spiraling up and saying, wow, that's so great. Listen to this great thing that happened for me, because we really need to celebrate each other.
More often than not.
More often, right? Ourselves, we have to love ourselves first, of course.
Right.
It's not selfish, it's self-love. I know you know.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh,
I know you know, right? That like preaching to the choir, but it's so beautiful. The more we hear it and the more people went listening, hear it from somebody else, they're like, oh, Cindy says that all the time.
And then it's like more of a positive, contagious behavior than a negative, toxic behavior that's snowballing out of control.
It's just energy, and our energy comes first. We've all gone to a meeting or a family gathering, and someone's in a bad mood. We know it. You're like, who is it? Or maybe we know who it is. Right? Or the opposite. Somebody just won the lottery, so to speak, whatever right. that is. They got the right. job, or they got engaged, or whatever the thing is.
That energy exudes.
The energy, and energy is energy. So I do a lot of work with special needs, and that's my soft spot. That's my, Cindy, I love that piece of my business. Bringing laughter. My name's Kathy. So Chatty Kathy Doll. I had one. She was my mentor. Pulled the string, and she taught me how to chat. How wonderful. My brother cut the string, by the way. He said, you don't need a mentor.
Shame on him.
I'm grateful now, because now I have all these words that I still need to say. But imagine, so I'm Chatty Kathy. I can't even imagine what it's like to be nonverbal. You know, so I work with that demographic, and it's so wonderful because laughter is a release.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people will laugh at inappropriate times. I'm just going to say a funeral, because that's really dark. You know, and it feels so inappropriate, but so good at the same time,
right.
Where we're like, and sometimes then we just get right into it. When we laugh, we're just like, and then other people laugh, and it just bubbles around. And all of a sudden we're sad. Of course we're sad. Right. We've lost somebody, but we're celebrating them at the same time.
Right. Right. I understand. The golden question of the day. So, I'm the Busy Woman cheerleader. And I so enjoy hearing about how other busy women find that balance. What do you do? You just mentioned that you took the words out of my mouth about that self-love, the self-care. What do you do with all the busyness that you have in your life? What do you do to find balance, to make sure that you're equal? And it's hard. And again, I say it preaching to the choir. I struggle with it every day, but I work on it. And that's important. So what are your outlets? What do you do to show yourself love, to keep that balance, that work-life balance? What's your secret?
So I couch my day with a routine, my morning routine. Well, it's pretty much the same morning and night. It's like a 5-minute energy routine. Now, I like kind of gentle stretches. Maybe it's kind of yoga-ish, I guess. Uh-huh. And I have a laughter buddy. We laugh for 5 minutes every morning.
Oh, wow.
It's about 1 year now. We laugh. So we laugh 2 minutes on, 1 minute off, and 2 minutes on. We're trained professionals. So, you know, Cindy, when you laugh, you get rock hard abs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you laugh full on. Yeah. I have rock hard abs, and I just laugh. That's what I do. And I have a rebounder, a little jumpy trampoline, and I jump on that to move my lymph. I jump on that every day, and I have an infrared sauna, and these are all important aspects. I don't do the sauna every day, but, and this is just a little portable thing. It wasn't that expensive.
Okay.
But again, one of those things, the infrared lights for building my mitochondria. Yes. I want to grow my mitochondria. Yes, I do. So, and those are very important to me. And I do the same thing again before I go to sleep. It's kind of a little energy routine to calm down, a little bit of deep breathing. And very important. If I miss those, I know it. My day is off.
Yeah. It's really amazing how I like to say the morning routines more so than the morning rituals. You know, just like with myself, I'm up with the birds. And sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not, because normally by the time that people are, you know, just kind of getting cranked up 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, I've already had like a 12-hour day because I've been up, you know. Yeah. But that morning quiet time whatever that is that a person does to get themselves going or to keep that balance or that peace or whatever it is that they need to do, be it, you know, meditation, visualization, prayer, some people exercise. I've got a lot of clients that run to the gym 5-6 o'clock in the morning, you know, whatever that picture looks like for people, it's just very important that they have it. And so it sounds like you've got a very calming routine. I love it. I mean, I almost like envy the sauna type of part of the morning, but that's really beautiful. What would be your closing words for the listeners? What would be, as far as laughing yoga and the importance of, if you want to recap, what would be your closing words or advice, I would say, to our listening audience about the importance of?
Oh, laughter's the best medicine. We've all heard that before. And I would say really add laughter to your life. Join a laughter club. I do have a Tuesday laughter club. It's 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Zoom. 30 minutes, super fun self-care. I incorporate tapping, brain gym, and other healing modalities. Everybody's welcome. You know, I have a special needs group that comes because it's not talking. The audience is not talking. We're really literally just laughing. You have gallery view, everybody looking at each other. So you're kind of connecting, you're playing together. And it really is a magic thing. And it brings us to the present. That's what I didn't say about laughter. When we laugh, we're totally present. We're not thinking, like, it's the only place we can live, but we often are worried or we're afraid or something, which takes us out of where we need to be, which is right here. This is where life happens.
Exactly. That is beautiful. I have enjoyed having you here. Mm. I don't know about the club because I laugh a lot anyway, but I'm definitely going to make sure that we have that information for you down in the link in the description so that people can connect with you, with your Zoom group for laughter. And if those, you know, who are interested in learning more about the composting, that as well, we'll put that in. But in the meantime, peace, love, joy be multiplied to you, and we will see you soon.